Hi, this is a follow-up visit for Shockers Poraha SHAWKATORAHA. Date of birth is 9/30/2000. Date of service is 1/22/2024. Shockers Poraha is here for follow-up evaluation. History of severe pain in the right knee, pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, with occasional radiation to the right upper arm. An occasional radiation to the right posterior buttock and right upper thigh up to the knee. Patient reports some severe spasm in the upper part of the back in the trapezius muscle. His walk is difficult, ADLs are difficult, climb is very painful, he cannot sit on the floor. He also reports of severe headaches that are focused on the front, occasionally to the right temple. They are usually light, 3 to 5 in from 1 to 10, and they are off and on. Occasionally, and they are associated with no dizziness. Or vertigo, but they are associated with depression. No symptom of TBI reported, no loss of memory, no taste problem, smell problem, vision problem, hearing problem, or facial muscle problem. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for the additional history, substance abuse and compliance history. Pain level varies from 5 to 9 and ADLs are affected 8. He lost his pain medication prescription last month and he was not on any pain medication. Right knee pain is around 6.5, lower back pain 6 to 7. The neck pain is 5, mid back pain is 5. Physical examination, please mention. The blood pressure is initially 87 over 58, pulse 63. After repeat, blood pressure was 119 over 75, pulse 69, pulse ox 98. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit, which is dated 12/22/2023, dictation number 1229-061. Please mention in musculature examination, there is a severe spasm with several trigger points in the middle and upper trapezius muscle. Bilaterally, especially at the junction of the neck to the shoulder, and rest of the exam is the same. The plan, the diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue the medications to the patient, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day, along with Flexeril 10 milligram 2 times a day, and Wellbutrin XR is being provided for depression and anxiety. Lyrica is provided for pain relief. 50 milligram PRN, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. He's provided a new prescription for Norco, 10 over 325, 12 hourly. He's also referred to Dr. Mustafa for chiropractic care, acupuncture, and massage. And he's advised to continue knee brace and also ACE bandage and cut down the walking or weight bearing. We also discussed the role of the surgery for the meniscus repair. He's also been advised about 4 to 6 injection of lumbar epidural, 2 or 3 injection of thoracic, and 2 or 3 injection of cervical epidural, possibly SI joint injections, so that he can get healed. The procedure for right knee intra-articular injection was done. According to the protocol, medical indications are based on the MRI finding, which shows a maceration of the posterior medial menisci, posterior horn of the medial menisci. He also has a bone marrow edema, tiny focal areas of the peripheral medial femoral condyle and tibial plateau medial, leading to contusion. So far, nothing needs to be done for it, but maybe a new MRI will be ordered. If patient chooses to go for surgery, I'll be more than happy to refer him to orthopedic surgeon, but he does not want to. At this time, he is concerned about additional injections like epidural injections. He also did not want any injection to the distal and proximal patellar tendon that was quite tender in the exam. The patient is otherwise stable, and we'll see him in a month's time. Thank you. He's been advised about the laser treatment, acupunctures.